I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 17th, 2013 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Husman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner is absent. Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
Mr. Milner is out of town and is excused. There are six members of City Council present, so a quorum does exist. I welcome all of you to our City Council meeting. I've already been out and talked to the residents from the Balfour area. We're going to, I'm going to add you in just a moment to the agenda as 4A. If there's something else that somebody wishes to address council on, please let me know by raising your hand and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. At this point, I welcome all of you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanam.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We are now to item number three, additions to the agenda, and I have a couple of them add on here. As 4A, a report from the Service Director concerning the Balfour Road zoning complaints. And then, I'd like to add on the back side of that agenda is Agenda Item 12, scheduling a special meeting for July 2nd or July 3rd for the sole purpose of awarding construction contracts for the Monroe Street improvements. Is that correct, Kevin? Yeah. We are waiting for the State of Ohio to issue their funding approvals for that. Mrs. Westfall, do you have any additions?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of council? That's on here as Agenda Item 10A. Our new clerk puts that right on there for us ahead of time. Saves a lot of writing here. Mr. Sanford? Mr. Schreier? Chief Rodas? Mr. Aller? And Mr. Mo?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
The move that's seconded, all in favor of approving the agenda as amended indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the amended agenda is approved. Agenda Item 4 is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on June the 3rd. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of June 3rd, 2013 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as presented.
Move that's seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the amended agenda, excuse me, the minutes from our June 3rd meeting are approved. Onto added Agenda Item 4A. We welcome the residents from the Balfour Road area back to our City Council. The administration has been reviewing the best ways to address the issues of one particular problem, one particular property in particular. And we don't feel that turning that resident into a criminal is the way to do it. We're working on ways to help that resident with community assistance, make her property better. I'd like to ask Mr. Aller to talk about the steps he's taken.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Since the last meeting when residents in the area on Balfour Road spoke to the main vehicle about the main ask that individual to please use the assistance to help her with that further in touch with some agency to make that assist. Accepted to that, she offered. So we had talked with a couple of locations, a couple of people that are aware of the situation. And then we'll move forward and try to do get those agencies and/or companies to trust us with and keep it in progress. As Mayor indicated, we don't want to get into criminal issues. This one is just a dollar plus. That's what we've got accomplished. What we'll do in the next weeks here is try to make the contact, get those contacts completed. That's the most important.
Mr. Lupke.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, if I could, the council and the administration have a history of doing this from time to time. I recall that Mr. Hanem and I were involved with a home on South Main Street that was a constant source of complaints by residents across the street. And simply by making the community aware that this was a problem, and in fact, our friends from Channel 11 were very helpful with that. We had a variety of folks step up from the community, not just individuals, but companies, including a landscaping company who came out on a particular day and within a couple of hours had the place cleaned up and spruced up. So I would hope that as we talk about this and proceed, we can get the word out and see if there might be some citizens in our community, some companies in our community, who'd be willing to help out. I think the mayor's right that we don't particularly want to send somebody to jail if they can't maintain their property. The point is to get it fixed up. It is sort of a gateway home to the back part of your street. I was over there, as you know, and seen it. So I think if we can try to encourage the community to step up, I know that Mr. Allard is going to be talking to some community service organizations to participate, and so let's just see what the community, what kind of heart our community has to help out with this particular property.
I've also contacted Family Services, and I've asked them to look to see what services they have within the community to help clean up the property and fix the property, but also what agencies there are in Lucas County that perform this type of cleanup of a property for somebody in need. I have not heard back from Family Services, but what I will do is contact Jason tomorrow again and have him get in touch with the city and try to coordinate this to see what we can do by working together. Okay?
Thank you. Anybody like to welcome to come up and speak or ask questions? Just tell us who you are and read it.
My name is Catherine Rostia. I live at 5747 South. I live right next. I just wanted to give you the facts, the information about the house, which is given at this time of year. We knew the previous owners, Jewel Williams and her son, Chris Williams. They were not only our next door neighbors, but they were our good friends. So throughout the years, we would help Jewel and Chris, do odd jobs around their house and help fix it up. For example, Matt would help Chris with the lawnmower, fix that. The sump pump downstairs in the basement. Sometimes they missed. One time Matt was helping Chris Williams catch the hoop around the chimney. And Matt kept telling Chris to watch where he's stepping, and sure enough, Chris got it. So that was another catch job they had to do. So when Jewel and Chris lived there, the house was in need of repair, okay? But it's not. Okay.
These are current pictures?
These are current, but on the other side is 1 year. Ago.
Are you the house that's for sale?
No. That's Scott.
I thought
that
was a house.
Scott's on the other side.
You're on the other side. Okay.
When Dan and Angie Dewey took over the house, we thought, somebody's going to fix up the house. That was great. The way 9.5 years, we've been waiting for that time to come. Dan Bean would start a project, usually materials that were left over from a previous job, and he never finished it because the materials ran out. Let's see that. As you can see in the pictures, there are at least 5 projects that he started, and that were not completed. I also want to mention that he moved the house, and he did not put the gutters back up. So now the rainwater runs, I'm sure, down into, you know, the foundation, and there's also the puddle that never used to be, but there's now the puddles up in the driveway. Things for us. The north side of the house, there is black mold. Dan, we painted over that. Just to let you know, I'm just giving you facts. You can also see where the south tax is exposed. That has been exposed for probably about 2.5 years. So we have birds, there are birds there living in the hole that just stayed there. So, and then also Dan being remodeled inside the house, and he was proud of it, so he showed my husband. Matt informed me that Dan B took down 3 walls and the chimney on the inside, on the main floor. He took out the bathroom and he reconfigured the stairs leading up to the second floor. But I can go on and on, really, but I think the pictures speak for themselves. As you can see, the house is an upstairs. So I just let you know that my husband and I work hard, pay our taxes, and we try to follow the laws and the rules and regulations to the best of our ability. I do not understand why this house has gotten this bad, you know, 4.5 years. So I hope that we consider these facts. So when we go and get someone to come in and try to fix up the house, zero to me. Thank you.
Catherine, can I ask you a quick question? Mm-hmm. I know we had some citizens coming in to talk about this once before, so if it's a recent question, my apology to you. Has anyone talked to the neighbor about these concerns?
Yes.
And addressed it with him?
Sure.
And what did he say?
But then Danby is not in the picture anymore, they're divorced. And then also when there was a fire in our neighborhood, and my neighbor and I, we walked around and we collected money because the family had children, and it was right near Christmas. And we stopped at Angelique's house, and she's saying that she's got everything under control, and she's pulling the quote, and it takes 10 years to fix this place up, and she's 10 years to fix this place up. And she said, and we said, I don't know what else to say. So, you know, I just think this house has got many problems. So if you're gonna try to fix it up, you can have your water. Okay. So thank you for listening.
Thank you for your comments and the pictures. We'll pass them around. We'll get them back to you later.
I live at 5768 Bellator. I've lived there for 25 years. I will be a property in January about the property. I also have some pictures there that it was the same. We also now have a car in the driveway with a tire missing that they put a piece of tree trunk underneath it to make sure that the car was okay. This car has not run. It was towed into the driveway a couple of months ago. The van in front of it, I know you don't want to make her a criminal, but I'm sorry. That van blew an engine a year ago. The plates are out by 6 months. Nobody, you know, I mean, I called Mr. Ogre and he can get nothing done, all right? I don't mean to be nasty. I really don't. But you know what? She does not try to do anything in that home at all. She's out there on her phone, yakking away. Nothing done. I mean, the rake's sitting there. I mean, I'm sorry, but you know what? There's nothing physically wrong with her. She could pick up a rake. Okay? She does not try. They have not, there was never a dime in taxes paid on that place. place since they moved in. They had no intention of paying any taxes. They were already foreclosed on another house earlier. All you have to do is look it up on the hour. All right? I looked up their property, can't find it anymore. And where they lived, when they lived in Ottawa County, which was a disaster, you could see the aerial photo. It was crap everywhere, the same way it is here. All right? So this is not like something new. This is like a lifestyle. Dan B., when he was there, everything was fine. They came and arrested him one time for bad checks. She stood right there, you had to look at the police, and, you know, just everything was... So that was not... I mean, I don't know about you, but if someone came to arrest my husband, I would be absolutely, freaked out. I wouldn't know what to do. Oh, she was just like... So this was not anything that wasn't normal for her. So I understand that you want to be decent, and we tried to be decent, but this is a joke anymore, because I called Mr. Overby the first year and a half that they lived there. He had a dumpster in that driveway. And he was out working on other jobs and bringing the stuff back and dumping it there. But it was full, and he couldn't afford to have it taken away. He was piling that stuff in the yard, and still Mr. Overby did nothing. Now, I don't know how in the world, and the smug attitude that we get from Mr. Overby when he comes to our home is really rather disgusting. All right? I know that we don't have a lot of money on that lot, but I'm going to tell you that the amount of stuff that that woman already receives in, you know, I'm sure, and Keith, and Pam, and, you know, all this other stuff, I will bet you she exceeds what the income of some of the people who are working on that block, all right? And wouldn't we all love to have somebody come in and fix up our homes? The latest properties that sold on that block sold for $35,000 and $37,000, which is what I paid for that my house 25 years ago. Now, I don't think it's right that our property values should be devalued constantly. I know everything is about out west now, all the big, beautiful homes. But this is a really nice old neighborhood of a lot of people who have lived there for 20, 30, 40, some people 50 years. And why, you see the inner cities of most towns going under. And why is that? Because you allow it to happen. You do not enforce the rules. How in the world can you want to save the city if you cannot even enforce the rules that make the city? If you want people involved, then when they have a problem, somebody needs to stand up. I'm telling you, I have been calling for 4 years, and nothing gets done. It keeps getting worse. I don't understand how, what do you want us to do? I mean, we're not mean people. We do decent things for everybody in the neighborhood. They have never tried to get into the neighborhood. I mean, they know the system inside and out, that you're going to put more money in her pocket again, and she'll stand there and laugh at us like she did before, okay? That's what she does. She thinks she's funny. It's a joke to her. I don't know. I want you to take a really good look at those pictures. And I want you to think about where you live. And how about if I pick that house up and I put it across from you or next to you? How are you going to feel?
Nobody likes a house like that next to them. I have a house next to me that's running down. I know how you feel. Your comments about we don't care about the older neighborhoods or the lower income is not true. We
but
have problems all around
like
town.
Because you know what?
Just when she's done, you can come out. You're very emotional about this, but what would you have the city do?
The house should have been condemned. I was absolutely surprised when they sold it. It was sold at auction.
The city doesn't condemn. Wait a minute. The city doesn't condemn houses.
No.
Lucas County condemns houses.
I understand that. But from what we thought, okay, somebody's going to buy that and tear it down. There's nothing to save in that place. The inside of that was filled with mold. Believe me, when Chris died, he died in the house. His brother came up. I helped him. He was in the service in Newport News, Virginia, okay? He was in the Navy. And when he came home to clean out that house, I helped them, all right? Because they only had a short time. And I mean, the roof was caved in. You had to put a mask on. You couldn't even breathe in there. The smell was so bad from mold and mildew, okay? I mean, they tossed almost everything out of that house. Now, how in the world, you know, I don't understand how a problem like that, I mean, the place is falling down.
It might be the solution. We can go back to the county and see if we can be condemned, and then you'd lose your neighbor as well, which is apparently what you want to do. You don't want her in the neighborhood. You've made that very clear, that she isn't up to your standards.
That's not it. Are you kidding me?
You know, you say that she's laughing at you and the like. That sounds like you don't like her at all. All we can address is property values. You addressed her personally, and I can't do that.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? If somebody moves into the neighborhood and never had the intention of paying anything, and they never have paid anything, how do you address that?
I don't know. That's a very difficult problem that every community faces.
Yes, she opens the school, the police don't come to her house. They still pick up the garbage. Everything happens for her, but there's never been a dime of tax to pay.
We'll look into that. If the property is in arrears in taxes, it will go to the sheriff's.
It went to sheriff's auction, and she got out of that somehow.
I have no idea about that.
It was supposed to be on March 26th.
We'll investigate that and see.
So Mr. Overly, when he called me, the last time I had called about that, he told me he wasn't going to do anything about the property because it was going to the sheriff's.
Mr. Overly doesn't have anything to do with sheriff's sales.
This is what he told me, that he was not going to say anything for the property owner because it was going to sheriff's sale March 26th. And then he didn't see any need for him to go over there and say anything to her since it was going to up for sheriff's sale.
Well, why didn't it go to sheriff's?
So I waited until after that call.
Why didn't it go to sheriff's sale? I don't understand.
Because she went into court and got them to continuation. It's been continued again and again, and it's going to come up again on June 26th.
So what you're asking the city to do is to not get her the help for your neighborhood and to let the property be condemned. Is that's what you're saying? You're very frustrated, but I'm not sure what you want the city to do.
Putting your stuff into that property, how much are you going to put into that property?
So you don't want us to get her the help. That's what you're saying. If that's not right, tell me what you're saying.
Okay. What I'm saying is, sorry to be calling you, all right? What I'm saying is, we've already put up here that we don't make it. A lot of citizens are going to have to live in taxes. Okay? So every citizen in this city has paid for service to state, right?
She's certainly not alone in that.
Now we're talking about the listing out. That's fine. So what I'm saying is, anyone going to look into here and start doing a bunch of stuff to the property, whether it's a viable property to sell, or is this going to be more, you know, taxes money going in?
We will investigate that with the county. And I will investigate if she's arrears to taxes. That's a sheriff's sale situation. The city doesn't control it. The county auditor comes and takes it away from her. And that would be a way out for your neighbors and for the city not to have to do this other work.
Okay, now.
They had already had it.
The mayor just gave you some good advice, and I think you missed it. Okay. The person who does sheriff sales is controlled by the auditor. The auditor is running for mayor, city of Toledo. I think a call to the current auditor would be appropriate. If the neighbors were to make this an issue, discontinue tax arrearage. I'm asking you to listen for a second, okay? I understand your frustration, okay? Two things I want to say here. Number one is the laws are there, okay? The code, there's clear code violations. There's nothing we can do. We can't enact new laws. So the issue is, and we can only enforce the ones we have. And what you're hearing is that and I understand there's a reluctance to make somebody who is, whatever her attitude is, the reluctance, turn her into a criminal because she can't afford to take care of the house. There are other means to address this, okay? One is to have the sheriff's sale go through. And, you know, and if the sheriff's sale goes through, it's worthwhile to make sure you're there. And find out who's buying it, and let us know who buys it so that we can get on that person right away about complying with our code.
Yeah, I've had a chair previously, we signed up for that sheriff's sale, we're going to buy the property, if they had already called and gone out, it was going to cost them, and they would know it's going to take them down.
That's what I would expect.
So it's not like, I don't want people here to think that we just, you know, that we're just trying to be mad.
The other thing is, and I know nobody likes to hear this, but you know, there's a bunch of you, you ought to hire a lawyer to make sure that, I'm serious, you ought to hire a lawyer so next time she goes to court, you have somebody there to speak for you. Now, everybody on council here knows I'm a lawyer. Okay, I don't do this kind of work, but lawyers are very helpful in situations like this, and well, okay, you ought to act on it. My advice to all of you is to act on it. So we don't have a problem with our code. We have an enforcement issue, and you have some control over how that enforcement issue gets addressed. But in order to do that, you need a professional who can help you work your way through the law, and those people are called lawyers, and you need.
Mr. Clear, and there is one thing that I think the city could do, and that's something like a phone call. But in your conversation with us tonight, you talked about a couple of things that I weren't aware of, the mold piece, some of the other serious issues in the home. And I think all of those are violations of the county building code.
Right.
And so as we did with the house on Main Street, we could ask Mr. Aller to call the county and ask them to send an inspector out and see what kind of violations they have. So, Mr. Mayor, I would ask perhaps if you could.
There are two things that happen. Yeah, both the fire chief review the building to see if it's safe. We also have the health department
right.
to see what the status is.
As well as the county building inspector, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would ask the mayor to ask Mr. Aller to activate all three of those inspection mechanisms to see if he can get some movement. I think that's a proactive thing that the city can do. I was not aware. I think that the severity of the situation, I think if we're willing to do that, that would be helpful. Yeah, right. No, I hear exactly what you're saying. Yeah. Right, and that's actually, right, I think that's, yeah, that's your, but let's see if we can get the health department, the county out to take a look at the property. Yeah.
That doesn't violate our code. I know it's sad, but
I understand. But you know what? I mean, it's incredible that no one, with all the people that are involved in this, that no one, you know, seems to care, you know, to do anything for these children either. It's just appalling to me. I don't understand how things work. I mean, okay. You know, she's not beating them up, but you know, I don't. Oh my God.
Well, there's a couple things that are positive about this situation tonight. First of all, you all are here, and by being here, you've not only brought our attention to the matter to our attention, but you've also pretty much put us on notice that we'll be back if something doesn't happen, right? And that's a good thing. So I think now what you need to do is give the the government a chance to put some of the enforcement and inspection procedures in place that we can, and see if we can make some change, and, you know, give us an appropriate amount of time to do that. But I know you'll be back. So I think that's where we are, Mr. Mayor, is that right?
It is. We can pursue condemnation or the sheriff's sale, but again, trying to enforce our rules and giving her summons to appear in front of the judge aren't going to be effective.
No, but let's...
Why would you just leave that car sit there? The engine is blown. She obviously has no money to fix it. Okay.
We can address those. If cars, that is clearly in our code, we can have them.
I was really shocked.
Is that right, Chief?
Sorry.
And, you know, are there up to date?
Flat tires, she takes a wheel off of that maroon car that you saw, and they put a long log underneath there. Now, what if one of those kids pushes that car? Where's that car going?
Are there up-to-date tags on the white car, the van that's there?
No, those are 12-12.
That one's pretty straightforward. The one with the broken, missing tire, that's also directly in our code. And we can go on the property and take care of those.
I think Ms. Castell has a question or comment.
Well, you need to surrender the podium to have somebody else speak.
Thank you.
I don't have to live right across the street or right next door to the street, which is a good thing because I would be as she is. You said about talking to the sheriff's department?
I talked to the auditor's office.
I talked to the taxation department. I talked to Judge McDonald. I talked to Judge McConnell. She keeps getting a stay on her taxes. She's gotten a stay on her taxes for the last 4 years, 17 times, because she didn't prove that she was legally divorced from her husband. And unless they found out that they had a title, they weren't going to go through with it. Judge McDonald kept pushing the date forward and forward and forward. So that's why they haven't closed all the taxes.
And she did all that unopposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my point. She did that all unopposed. You need to have a lawyer in the hearing to represent you.
That's how our court system works.
Yeah.
I don't hate waiting. If you want to put a lot of money into that, I wish somebody would do that to me. That'd be great. But, luckily my house is not that bad. Our zoning complaints, I talked to the sheriff.
Chief.
I called you last week. Mm-hmm. Told you about the car, told you about the van, told you about the trailer, and I asked, are you going to do anything about it?
We're dealing with that right now.
Okay. It's not like we don't keep quiet. And we understand that, you know, you all have to take everything under advice. And we understand that it takes time. I received a letter from Mr. Hall, which I appreciate that he sent me. And he said it doesn't happen overnight. You know, we've been waiting a long time. I don't have anything against Mrs. Speedy. I have something against the Bush parents, but that's me. There's other places on Falcon that has a problem. 5755, my next door neighbor, he's a single gentleman, Mr. Smith. He maybe cuts his yard once a month, maybe. I see him out at the door getting a pizza. I call going. Take the yardstick out, measure the grass, make sure it's right. 5716, same way. I told you this last time I was here. She doesn't cut her grass. She sits on her front porch. There's nothing wrong with her. There's nothing wrong with these people. You know, there's sickness about them. Why can't they work? We work. Do you cut your grass? If you don't, do you hire somebody to cut it? I'm sure you do. She cut her grass last time and left an 8x8 inch of long grass just to upset the neighbor next door. Does that make any sense to anybody? You know, these are just little things that
that gathered over the time with us living there on that block, you know. And it's just to me that, you know, you want to do everything in social services. Social services is called 3-4 times. And like you said, they never get past the front door. She won't let them in. And if you want to fix up the house, go for it. I'd love to see it fixed up if it's able to be fixed up, but, you know, I feel like sometimes that I just waste my breath when I call Sylvania. And if I can get out of Sylvania, damn it, I'd get out of here.
There's a wide range of property care on that section of Balfour. There's some beautiful homes there adjacent to the bad ones that are just could fit in any neighborhood in Sylvania, and yet there are neighbors in there that aren't taking care of their properties. It's a difficult situation, and we need to balance everybody's rights, the good and the bad, against one another. We are committed to try and address the property that you came in to complain about tonight. We have a number of approaches that we'll take it, whether it's helping her with the property, and there's an awful lot of people, even in Sylvania and Sylvania Township, to get all the kind of help that you're complaining about. It's very frustrating that our government, starting from the federal on down, have generated a number of generations where people have learned it's better to work the system than to work a job. That's a nationwide problem. It's not just your street in Sylvania. It's on my street in Sylvania as well. But we will take the approach to help her, but we'll also find out about the sheriff's sale problem, and we'll, if it is an unsafe property, we will follow the law to have it condemned. That's the extent of what we can do. We cannot dictate your morals or anybody. We can't press people's morals on her. She's your neighbor for now, but may not be for long if the building has to be condemned. All right.
I want to know why that becomes a conflict. Okay. If that was me, they would have been at my door, okay? I got that too. When I moved here, I was a single parent. If you want, I would pay my bills, okay?
It's very frustrating that some people just won't function in society. You're exactly right.
I have put $100,000 into that property, standing for me, and I'm really, really sorry.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but we'll do what we can to help the rest of your street.
My house is worth nothing. That neighbor has been trying to sell his home for 8 years. They did a beautiful job of press there. They redid all of their apartments, to put it, the bathroom and all that stuff, the streets and everything else, and the gorgeous stuff. On the inside, only chicken and everything. That man has got a little self-respect. I mean, he was going to buy a house here at that time. I'm sorry, but when I call Mr. Overly, he called nothing to say to me other than I want to understand. I feel that I am not being hurt, and I wonder why in the world do I have to pay my taxes, they don't feel anything, and then I'm going to understand.
It doesn't make sense. I agree. We will pursue the law. We will pursue.
I got so upset, but you know, I've been dealing with this for years.
We will pursue the law and make sure something's done. Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you.
At this point, we're going to move on to agenda item 5. If you happen to stay for agenda item 6, Balfour Road is on there for repaving north of Marshall Road. Let's move on to agenda item 5. This has to do with the Erie Street Bridge Replacement Project. That project contractually is moving ahead. The service director has a report for you there about testing services during construction. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through the course of the construction of the project, there will be testing services required on that aggregate compaction and concrete testing. As well as the action. And it's our recommendation that we enter into a contract with Powder Warner who has been our testing agency on most city construction projects, and recommend that we enter into a contract with them in the amount of not to exceed $6,523.25.
Okay. You have ordinance 49-2013 in your packets to do that. Normally, this would be in the Streets Committee with Mr. Milner's not here, so I'm going to ask Mr. Brown to take this one.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 49-2013, accepting the proposal of Bowser and Warner for the construction testing services for the Erie Street Bridge number 122 replacement project, appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $6,523.25, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 49-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance 49-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 49-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 49-2013 is approved. Again, Mr. Aller, this project starts 3 days after the after the Marathon OPGA. It'll take me a year or so to remember that. That's still the schedule?
That's correct.
All right. Moving on to agenda item six, there is included in the 2013 budget, and we're back to you with this proposal for a repaving project this summer in the amount estimated cost of $146,629. You'll see in the service director's report, he's in there with streets he considers to be at the low end of our pavement condition ratings. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The four streets that we plan to mill top surface, then replace that top surface. Our Lane Street, which goes north off of Maplewood, Winding Way, which heads north off of Erie Street, Country Place, west off of Summit Street, and then Balfour Street, those residents were here. We're doing a section north of Marshall Road.
This is north of the problem property, though, right? Yeah.
These four streets are four of the roadways with the lowest pavement condition rating that we performed about a year and a half ago. It's our recommendation that we proceed with this project. The estimate for the project is $146,629. We had budgeted $171,000 for this year. We had a fifth project that we were planning to move forward with, but with some recent property purchases in the area, we've pulled that project for a perhaps larger future project in that area. So these four are what we're going to do with this year.
It's also good to keep a few of those dollars in that line item in reserve in case we have a pavement failure someplace. For years, the city had a neighborhood repaving project. It's done without assessing the property owners for the improvement. We stopped it for a couple of years because of budget issues, but it's good that we're restarting this project. You just can't let these go. Roads deteriorate. And four roads out of the many miles that we have here in town is not very much, but at least we're addressing the issue as we have in the past. So I recommend that you advertise the clerk to advertise for bids. This will be done entirely with a contractor. In the past, we would contract the milling and then do the paving with our own personnel. We feel it's more economical and quicker to do the job entirely with contractors, milling and paving. So that's what we're authorizing the bid, not just the milling portion of, as you would have remembered in recent years. Mrs. Hussman, I'm asking you to make that motion as a member of the Streets Committee.
I will do that, sir.
For a second?
Okay.
Well. I believe it's moved and seconded to authorize the clerk to advertise for bids for the 2013 resurfacing project. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Aller, is this sort of thing you can have back to us at our next meeting in July 15th?
That is the hope, yes.
Okay. All right. Moving on to agenda item 7, and I kind of want to talk about agenda item 8 at the same time. These are properties on the west side of South Main between the St. Joe's School properties and the nice office building, the Eating Disorders building, just south of 10 Mile Creek. One had come into earlier, that was EA1 2013. It came to the Planning Commission last Wednesday, and it was recommended for approval, and you need to set a public hearing date for it, and it authorized the clerk to advertise for that. The other three have come in since your last council meeting. The Planning Commission was made aware of them. That's why they were willing to recommend the zoning change on the first property. But I think council may want to do two things with those. One, refer them to the Planning Commission, which does not now meet until the second Wednesday in July. But perhaps when you set a concurrent public hearing for all four of these applications, they're all adjacent properties. The first one is the one that's currently proposed for improvements. And you had a drawing, I don't know whether it's in here or not, we have a drawing for that one showing the proposed improvements. And the other three are the ones to the north, so we don't have a spot zoning issue. And those are also proposed for improvements. There could be another one coming along. That's the very nice house just north of St. Joseph's School. That property was in, or that property owner spoke to me, Doug D. Markowski, and he intends to come in as well and ask for a zoning change, but was not ready with his development plans to do that yet. So that one may be coming along as well.
Okay, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Does everybody have this map?
Yes.
Okay, can you?
I
wasn't able to follow this.
Okay, I can.
Yeah, I
tried. Let me find it here, though. Here, we got it right here. The one that's colored in is the property that the Planning Commission acted on last week. It's the largest property, and actually proposes to share a property to the south. I believe it's Druso Limited. That's Doug D. Markowski's property, and they're going to share a driveway on the south property line.
Okay, is Druso Limited, is that B2?
No, that is currently R3 as well. He's going to come in for a B2 zoning as well.
Okay.
But was not prepared to do that ahead of our meeting. That's agenda item 8. That's colored in, CA1 2013. The other three are the ones to the north of it that are not the new Dr. Garner's office building.
Okay.
And they are asking for the same zoning change. And my recommendation is that council have a public hearing for all four of those properties at the same time. And I don't really recommend you hold up the first one. I just recommend that you set the public hearing for the three newer ones tonight. Refer it to the Planning Commission, because we cannot have a public hearing on this one until early August. Is that, do you have a date? For, you probably have a date here. No, you don't. It'll be ahead, I think, of the August meeting on August 19th. Would be the earliest date. And I just think it would be in everybody's best interest to set the public hearing date for all four of these properties. And I know, Mr. Mono, could we have a single public hearing to address them all, or just concurrent public hearing? Concurrent public hearing, so that these are all adjacent properties. They're all asking for the same thing.
Is there a proposed development that we're aware of?
There is for the property on tonight. You had that in your council packets the last time. It shows an addition onto the back of the house and some new parking behind the house. I don't think it's in your agenda, in your packet tonight. It wasn't at the last time. I did not bring it with me.
I have it.
Okay. Mrs. Husband can show it around. Let's open it to the map, and I'll point to a couple things. St. Joe's property is to the south. This is Main Street over here. This is Mr. Doug DeMarkowski's property to the south. He's going to be back in, but he has agreed to share a driveway on the south side. This application proposes to add an addition to the back of the existing house. Not tear down the house, but to remodel it and add on to it.
Okay, I remember this.
Okay.
This is the kitchen.
Exercise studio, remodeling the garage that's there. That's exactly right.
Is it currently residential living in the residential family living in the other property?
The ones to the north? Your little Kevin, do you know that one?
I can't answer that question.
Are they going to develop these parcels all together, or are they separate?
They're separate. What's being proposed on the one already recommended by the planning commission looks like a standalone development to me. The other three, the owner, Dr. Garner, is asking that they be rezoned. And what he states on every one of them is to increase the opportunities for use of the property. These properties are all in the CRA that's recommended for approval later this evening, CRA 8.
That's correct.
And that's why I'm glad you're moving ahead with that one tonight. Those properties have long been on the city's radar and on our master plan for possible redevelopment. And at least for the property that's been recommended by the Planning Commission for zoning change, they're not demolishing the house. I think that's a wonderful solution. There's quite a bit of property behind those houses, and they're going to add on to the back, put the parking in the back, have a professional use in those buildings, but not change the character of Main Street between St. Joe's and Dr. Garner's property. I can't tell you what Dr. Garner's doing. I haven't seen his plans.
There's a preliminary plan, a conceptual plan that also shared the drive on the north side of the property. So if you have the potential to go from four drives.
So you need to, on 7, A, B, and C, you need to refer those to the Planning Commission, and I'm recommending that you set the public hearing tonight also.
Okay, just to be clear, the memo of June 12th to the chairman and members of the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission
Yes.
is included in our packet.
Yes.
That was before the Planning Commission when they decided to approve ZA 1-2015.
No, actually, that is recommending approval that the zoning of 5441 Main Street. This one? I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Yeah, this memo. What is this?
That was, yes, that's an older one from Mr. Overly.
Yeah. Yeah. The chairman and the members of the state planning commission.
Yeah.
I assume this was in front of the planning commission when they considered.
That was to let us know that the other zoning change requests were coming in.
Right.
And make the planning commission aware that this would not be spot zoning.
Right.
More than likely.
And that's what that, okay.
Yep.
It wasn't clear to me initially what that
Yep.
survived. Okay. So this is related to. So what the administration wants is they want us to refer 7, A, B, and C to the planning commission for their review and approval, and to schedule a hearing on what's currently
August, maybe August 15th.
Yeah.
If we don't do it tonight, we don't meet for another month.
Right. Schedule a hearing on the council referral ZA 1-2013 and 2, 3, and 4, which are covered by the items in 7 at the same time in August.
That's exactly right.
Successive
Got
items.
Yeah. Okay. Since I have to do that.
Okay.
So, Mr. Mayor, I'd move that we refer. Can we do these together, or do we want to do them each separately? I'd move to refer zoning applications ZA 2-2013, ZA 3-2013, and ZA 4-2013 to the Planning Commission for their review.
Been moved and seconded to refer those three applications to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Those will appear on the Planning Commission agenda in July. That would be July 10th. Now, I'm also asking that you set a public hearing for those three properties for August 15th.
Okay, we're going to do that in conjunction with item 8?
19th, excuse me.
You want to do that in conjunction with item 8, or you want to do it now?
Why don't we do it now, because we're in that agenda item.
Okay, on agenda item 7, with regard to the application, I would move that with regard to applications number ZA-2, 3, and 4-2013, that we schedule a public hearing on those on August 17th.
19th.
At 19th at 6:30? 7. 7 ought to be fine. 7 o'clock.
I agree.
And we need the public hearing on number 1 as well.
We'll do that
one in a minute.
We'll
get to it. But it's moved and seconded to set a public hearing for ZA-2, ZA-3, and ZA-4 for Monday, August 19th at 7 p.m. All in favor? Was there a second to that? Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, now we can move on to agenda item 8, which is the Municipal Planning Commission's recommendation regarding CA1, which was to recommend approval, and we need to set a public hearing date for that. And I recommend the same public hearing date, Monday, August 19th at 7 p.m.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move we establish a public hearing on ZA-1-2013 on August 19th at 7 p.m. and conduct that in concurrently with public hearings on application of the ZA-2, 3, and 4.
We've been seconded to set the public hearing date for zoning amendment ZA-1, 2013 for Monday, August 19th at 7 p.m.
Mr. Mayor, before we go,
Mr. Luke,
request, are we, as usual, going to notify the neighbors on that broadly defined lot from that hotel down to how far? Brent? Is that too far? How about Convent?
Convent.
Yeah, so that's our plan, is to notify those neighbors, right?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor of the motion, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the clerk has authorized, advertised those public hearings. And Mr. Moore, you'll have to advise the clerk whether these can be done in one public notice or not.
I will.
Well, yeah, we can do that, but how many ads do we have to buy in the media?
You have to put the legal notice in.
Yep.
So it makes them out.
Okay. All right, that catches us up through agenda item 8. And I believe we're down to agenda item 9, which is proposed ordinance 50-2013. Accepting the proposal of RP, Marketing Public Relations, to upgrade the city's website. Mr. Lutke.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I don't think we need to say more about this. This is the result of a fairly extensive public process through a couple of committees and some public meetings. So, therefore, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 50-2013. Copies have been made available previously to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Accepting the proposal of RP Marketing Public Relations to upgrade the city's website to be compatible with the mobile devices. Appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $75,000, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 50-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor then indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 50-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 50-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 50-2013 is approved. Now we are to agenda item 10, which is committee reports. The clerk has listed the 4 different ordinances here, and Mrs. Westfall, you probably need to report on the committee of the whole.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We had a meeting this evening, a committee of the whole meeting at 6:30, to review the CRA number amendments for number 3, 8, 6, and 1. Present were all members of the council except for Mr. Milner, who was excused. Also, members of the administration, including Chief Rodas, Mr. Moan, Mayor Stow, Mr. Sanford, the mayor serves as a member of administration. Anyway, and we did have some people in the audience as well. And after lengthy discussion, the committee of the hall is recommending that we present legislation this evening for ordinance 23-2013 and ordinance 48-2013 for to present the legislation for vote. And that we also are recommending that we tabled at ordinance number 22-2013 and 46-2013, referring back to the administration to review the suggestions that were made this evening and take into consideration those and come back with another recommendation to consider.
All right. With that, I'd recommend that no action is needed for A1. However, I would recommend that A10A2, ordinance 23-2013, be proposed for passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 23-2013. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Amending community reinvestment area number 8, designating a housing officer, establishing a community reinvestment area housing council, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 23-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 23-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 23-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 23-2013 is approved. And this one does cover those properties that we just referred to the Planning Commission and set public hearing for. Now, no action is needed on agenda item 10A3. That one's being referred for further evaluation. However, 10-4A, ordinance 48-2013, was recommended for approval as well. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 48-2013. All members of council having received copies, I will read by title only. Amending community reinvestment area number 1, designating a housing officer, establishing a community reinvestment area housing council, repealing resolution number 24-96, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 48-2013 be read by title only, the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 48-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 48-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 48-2013 is approved. And again, this was just a rules change and it affects the SOMO area primarily. Mr. Lutke.
Mr. Mayor, a related matter to these two CRAs, and this is something that I hope council will support as we move forward through all of the CRAs. In section 6 of each of these pieces of legislation, there is provisions for establishing housing councils for each of the CRAs. Among other things, the housing councils serve as an appeals body if neighbors have some concerns about a particular CRA application. I think council has can appoint two members to the housing council, and we've had a pretty good history here when we have appointments to have council notice those and solicit applications for members of the community. We do this very effectively with our Board of Zoning Appeals appointments as well as our SageYard appointments. So I would like to propose to council that we ask the administration to prepare a resolution to that effect as it relates to the CRAs. I am told by the law director that we have one for the others. So
I'm not sure what that is, but it's we'll get whatever we need to do what it says here.
Yeah, we understand that the mayoral appointments can be done by the mayor.
Yep.
And we understand that the plan commission appointments can be done by the plan commission. They have their own, you have your own rules about that, but I think that the council ought to at least have the ability to solicit applications for its...
I think you should, and you might consider a member of city council being one of those appointments.
Well, we might, but I think we can't, I'd like to have that formalized with the resolution.
Okay, and I would like to recommend that there only be one housing council, not a different one. So you might want to have a different one for everyone.
Sure, especially...
Because it might be a resident in that area.
Yeah, the way it's written, that's required, because we have to have a member of each housing council from that neighborhood.
It's required, but in the event that it is, as a practical matter, checking the private development, sometimes not paying one. So, for example, CRA number one might be problematic to be able to get residents.
So however we do it, again, my main point is that we notice the seats and the appointments before we do them.
Sounds appropriate.
Oh.
Also, Mrs. Campbell, you had a good suggestion to get these on the website so that somebody that can use the website finds them. Find the map and rules. I'll have Mr. Aller coordinate that with Mrs. Bigelow and come up with an appropriate solution to get those available to the website.
And if we wait 18 months, they'll be able to see them on their mobile devices as well.
All right. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? Or going to the second page of the agenda, any committee referrals to be made? And none of either. We are up to added agenda item 12, which is to set a special one agenda item meeting to award contracts for the Monroe Street construction project. Mr. Aller, why don't you discuss this one and what was dates?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Monroe Street reconstruction project is part of the funding on that. That is, that project is just a challenge in itself. As the maintenance is not available until July 1st, and we're not able to make a board construction for it, then we have an agreement that says that a lot of the So, can't do anything on that project until it's on July 1. The construction start on that project July 2nd. We've done since possible. So, I would request that we have a special meeting either at the end of the day, July 2nd, or at any time on July 3rd. The reason I'm requesting is if the subcommittee of the Postal Service doesn't get that agreement to us by July 1, the FSL will be ready to come to the So, if you trust the subcommittee, if they accept it, or if they have to July 3, that's the It will be a quick meeting. The meeting will be open.
So I would recommend that we consider either Tuesday, July 2nd at 4:30 or 5:30 p.m. or the next morning, Wednesday, July 3rd at 8 a.m. or 7:30 or 8:30, whatever you prefer. This is us. I understand. We need to make sure we have five members that can attend. So we're down to six. that Mr. Milner is not here to tell us tonight.
I can do either.
If we did the second, I think it's like 5:30, 5:15.
I think that's probably fine for Mr. Aller.
5:30.
Oh, good, yeah.
Let's tentatively schedule this for 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 2nd. And I only say tentative, if he doesn't get the materials that he needs, we will cancel the meeting and reschedule for Wednesday.
Okay.
Best assumption is that we will be ready at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, July 2nd. So is there a motion to schedule a special meeting for July 2nd at 5:30?
Second.
Moved and seconded to schedule a special council meeting for the award of the construction contract for the Rose Street Improvement Project on Tuesday, July 2nd at 5:30 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, that brings us to the end of our agenda for tonight. There are a couple of the information items that just bring to your attention. One is the cash report, the tax report. You'll see that in here. If you work the numbers, the balance column out to the right is up 4.25% through the first 5 months of the year. Tax receipts are actually up 5.23%, but refunds are up 61%. We have a lot of refunds going on right now, and that is 4.25%, so that's pretty good. And then I also refer you to information item C, a official notification from the Lucas County Commissioners that the annexation has been approved and had its waiting period on the east side of town.
Yes, we have two 30-day periods. We now have to await 30 days from the date of receipt of this for formal action by City Council to accept. So most likely the first council meeting in August will be back, or the only council meeting in August. But first of all, we need to accept it.
The next 2 months, we only have one council meeting accepting a special meeting scheduled. Both of those meetings are at the second meeting, but the third Monday of the month. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This council stands adjourned until its special meeting on July 2nd. And its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, July 15th. Thank you.